USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Wednesday that the federal government would order another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, calling it a necessary move to ensure the nation is prepared for any contingency.
Today, I'm directing Jeff and my HHS team to produce another 100 million doses and purchase another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I'm doing this because in this wartime efforts, we need maximum flexibility. There's always a chance that we'll encounter unexpected challenges, or there'll be a new need for a vaccine effort, a vaccination effort. A lot can happen. A lot can change. And we need to be prepared.
Vaccination efforts in the U.S. have accelerated in the last several weeks, with more than 93 million doses administered and more than 32 million Americans fully vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.